January to December, will the boomers still remember? Ooh, the riot police, the chase through town, the night we burn the campus down. These moments to remember. The protest march with speakers wise, the tear gas in our lungs and eyes. We have all these moments to some called our free speech reckless, short-sighted, too severe. But profanity we overused has echoed through the years. When former selves once rioted, as some change to Republican, we have all these moments to remember. We have all these moments to what was I just singing about? Oh yeah, remember.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Wrinkles take their toll. Must read things closely. Can't stay awake much longer. I'm trying to keep control. Don't remember feeling so time-worn. Remembering those moments when nighttime wouldn't hit me. Now instead my bed's calling. I'm feeling time-worn again. I'm feeling time-worn again. I've got no energy left, and I can sleep through the night. I'm getting jams in my hips. I've got a clench real tight. Wood off my back is just getting really cracky insane. I'm feeling time-worn again. I'm feeling time-worn again.
Youth was dreaming. Decrepitude free me. I hate to see me feeling haggard and small. This feels like a detention. I need my gas in my engine. Get me rebooted to do all. Had a bit of a mind flip. Don't know where I left it. My body won't ever be the same. Get these aches and sensations. I'm spaced on medication.
I'm feeling time-worn again. I'm feeling time-worn again.
Once I was nimble on my feet and all the things that I could think, and I could stay up all night and wouldn't sleep a wink. Time's shaking me up, it's been a big surprise. I've got hours on the clock but I'm not feeling wise. It's wearing me out of life, this change. Time is rushing, take me back to old days.
I'm feeling time-worn again. I'm feeling time-worn again.
I've got no energy left,
and I can't sleep through the night.
Oh, where my pants?
hands past my hips.
I got the worst size, but it's my sagging bust that really drives me insane. I'm feeling time worn again. I'm feeling time worn again.
If I could turn back time, if I could find a way.
They said he was a killer. He didn't look that tough. And so I sought him out and went to do my stuff. Some things about his girlfriend when I passed him in the park. Now he's strumming my face with his fingers. He's changing my nose with his foot. He's killing me softly with kung fu, knocking my block off with kung fu, changing my outlook with his shoe, killing me softly. I started laughing when he made funny motions in the air. But then he walked right through me as if I wasn't there. I hid behind a lamppost, but he broke it right in two. Now he's strumming my face with his fingers. He's changing my nose with his foot. Killing me softly with kung fu, knocking my block off with kung fu, changing my outlook with his shoe, killing me softly with kung fu. I took out my crowbar to put a dent in his mind. Some girl said you can't do that, he's only 4'5". And when he smashed my Toyota, I decided to apologize. Now he's strumming my face with his fingers. He's changing my nose with his foot. He's killing me softly with kung fu, knocking my block off with kung fu, changing my outlook with his shoe, killing me softly with kung fu.
Welcome to the Motel California.
waste. Anchored for room at the Motel California. Man, this place is weird. Gosh, I'm really scared. The faucets weren't price fester. Oh, scorched my contact lens. The hot set cold and the cold set hot. A wall heater burned the hair off my shins. My room resembled a scrapyard from a busted up TV set. Rain was blowing through my windows. Now my bed's soaking wet. Then I called up room service for a cheeseburger and fries. That thing tasted like it'd been cooked back in 1969. You could hear my gas exploding from far away. Woke up the clerk in the middle of the night. I swore I heard her say, have you enjoyed your stay at the Motel California? Oh, I ain't feeling well. Cause the room sure smells. She said, we give it our best at some rest.
Hope you got some
rest. Ooh, hell, I froze to death. Stalactites from the ceiling. Thermostat covered in ice. Then I prayed, God, I long for a Holiday Inn or a Motel 6 would be nice. Went to the old maid's chambers for a clean change of sheets. Somebody stabbed her with an old buck knife. She was cold dead, yeah, deceased. Oh no! Last thing I remember, I busted down my room door. Feeling nauseous as my stomach churned from the scene I'd just seen before. Took some extracts from the nightstand. Here on the toilet I sat. As soon as I get my big butt up from here, I'm gonna call up Tombo Dead.
Phone's ringing. My lawyer says that the mailman's bringing me a stack of C's and a C's. Man, I'm getting sick and tired of this. After my last album, my accountant said I owed about $100,000 in legal bills, retainer fees. Wish everybody'd stop suing me, cause all I did was take a hit song. I didn't know it when I rewrote it that I was doing anything wrong. Well, if Bill Bassard's mad at me, well, it's just another day in paradise. Well, there's no song that saved me. Well, it may chart, we'll see, but I won't get any royalties. Still, I ask my label, pretty please. Just another day in paradise. new cars. Never thought I'd take a joke this far at the CMAs. I sat beside Garth Brooks and his ex-wife. But lately, seems like I catch hell for every song I write. Funny videos, I've done a few. Making people laugh's all I wanna do. But last night I had a bad dream. C&T banned me, GAC canned me. They won't play no more comedy. Well, lawsuits, legalese, it's just another day in parody. But there's nothing else I can really sing. I'll take one of Faith's, two of Tim's. I always have good luck with them. That's my very own recipe. Ooh, for just another day in parody. Nia Twain's mad at me. It's just another day in paradise. But deep down, she wants to be Cletus T. Cha-ching, cha-ching. I wish the cash register would ring. Oh, I bet Weird Al would agree. Ooh, it's just another day in paradise.
Thing to sob and sigh. Singers do it, crowds do it, even little white clouds do it. You too can be unhappy if you try. Don't you know nobody laughs it up no more? If your heart ain't broken, you don't know the score. Ooh, wipe off that smile and weep a while, 'cause it's real George to cry. Don't be a snob, you too can sob if you just tell right. Don't you know? And weep a while, 'cause it's a real joke, weren't you, to cry? Don't be a snob, sit down and sob. Come on and try.
full of snot. Dead things when they rot, belching just for fun and scum.
come to the cookhouse door, boys, sniff of the lovely stew. Oh, is it says the colonel gets better grub than you. Any complaints this morning? Do we complain, not we? What's the matter with lumps of onion floating around your tea? Oh, 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 it's a lovely war.
Oh,
oh, what'll be a soldier, eh?
Oh, it's a shame to take the pay.
As soon as the valley has gone, we feel just as heavy as lead. But we never get up to the salt and brings our breakfast up to bed.
Rest.
Oh, 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 it's a lovely war. Oh, what a wonder next and ham when we got lump and apple jam. Oh, oh, right. How can we spend the money we earn? Oh, 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 it's a lovely war. Oh, 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 it's a lovely war.
It's a lovely war.
Oh, be a soldier, eh?
Oh, it's a shame to take the pay.
As soon as the valley has gone, we feel just as heavy as lead. But we never get out of the sergeant and brings our breakfast up to bed.
Liar.
Oh, 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 it's a lovely war.
Switching and flies.
Her skin is red and fuzzy. It feels just like a peach. I looked her over from head to toe, and she had one of each. Her face has fallen arches. It hangs just like a sack. She'd like to have it lifted, but she doesn't have the jack.
Big upper tooth of hers looks like a pumpkin seed. And when she opens up her mouth, it looks just like a rake. Her lips are just like petals, I mean petals on a break.
I was working in the garden when I discovered her. I reached for an old tomato, and darling, there you were. You can take your nasty sturtiums and take your violets blue. And while you're at it, take the yellow rose of Texas, too.
Oodle-lady-o, lady-o, lady.
Hey, Mark! Hey, wait for me! Hey, wait!
Hey, the greatest little taxi.
She's my Roselle from Texas. Hoy is the sack oil. She handled me the kettle and the song is stocked from oil. She's known in every staple throughout the old panhandle. Her papa used to handle pen. They called him Old Pen Mendel. She can type a fiddle and she can milk a goo. Now you heard of any Oakley? That day the lair was frisky. I better take my razor and the bell of Corpus Kishki. She's got that big mishpoche way down in San Antonio. He'll say there was a greaser hero, Andrew Jackson Cohen. Mein Reusele is famous along the Rio Grande. And when the boys look on her, the Rio Grande verbrennt. She's got 10,000 acres along the Texas River. She raises plunkin' on the hoof. From this she makes chopped liver. She keeps our kosher kitchen, yet our schissel, yet our kessel. She's got the only kosher ranch from Dallas to El Paso.
Hey,
for short, they call her Tex.
10,000 cattle, plenty oil, and 16 Cadillacs. Now, ain't no frog about this little old gal. She's ain't having the bell. She's my Roselle from Texas, so she's on the stop, Miguel.
Say a woman is made from a rib, with a heart that's black and a tongue that's glib. Work your fingers to the bone. They say a woman's place is in the home. You wash 16 pounds of dirty old clothes. You work and you sweat right down to your toes. Your husband comes home, and what do you get?
How come my dinner ain't ready yet?
La 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 la.
Get up in the morning at a quarter to six. Got five or six breakfasts that you gotta fix. You gotta do your ironing and mop up the floor. And you never get through till a quarter to four. You hit 16 bucks for to run the house from your oh so sweet ever-loving spouse. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause you're out of luck. I'm my soul to seize robust. I was married one morning, it was drizzling rain. I gave him my love and he gave me his name. That's all he ever gave me except a couple of things. A whole mess of kids and a $2 ring. You get 16 pounds of black-eyed peas. A dollar's worth of those and a dollar's worth of these. It don't leave you nothing to pay your bills. If the landlord don't get you, then the taxes will. A woman's lot is a sorry one. You gotta count calories, that ain't fun. You gotta wear a girdle just to please him. You gotta look pretty and you gotta stay trim. You gain 16 pounds and what do you get? A real dirty look from your old man yet. St. Peter, don't you call me cause I can't go. I'm getting too heavy to pass through the door.
Your people got more reason. Your people got more reason. Your people got more reason to live. They got quicker hands and quicker eyes. They're built lower to the ground. A better balance for the size. They eat much less food. They breathe much less air. They're much smarter with the money and only pay half fare. Well, I just want more short people, must have more short people. I need more short people around here. More reason. Short people got more reason. Short people got more reason to live. They look further away than they really are. They don't crowd your space. Get a dozen in a car. They You give them half a chance. Takes them much less time to press their pants. You look down at no one. They live longer lives, you know. They're just a bunch of crazy little guys. Well, I just want more short people. I need more short people. I pay for short people around me. Yes, I would. Chaplin. Ooh, Napoleon. Oh, the Corbett.
Short people.
Pacino and Hoffman. Bill Barty. Paul Simon.
Short people.
Garrett Fisher. Rod Stewart. Willis Shoemaker. Former Mayor A.B. Rooney, Alan Ladd, Lucia Khaki and Cousy, the new Star Trek, Judy Garland, Otto Johnson, Peter Lorre, Chris Reeve, Mason Reese, Rodney, Allen, Riffy, Lookout, Truman Capote, Bella Abzug, Norman Mailer, Shirley Temple Black, Ronaldo Rivera, Brandon Lee, Robert Blake, Lisbeth Paul Williams, Louisa May Alcott, Bobby Short, Tom Hayden, M. Tom Thumb, Ricky Schroeder, Gummo, Groucho, Chico, Hobo, Zeppo, I need short people on me.
Up a package of my bologna. Ooh, I think the toast is done. The toast is done. Top it with a little of my bologna. Never gonna stop. Eat it up. Such a tasty snack. I always eat too much and throw up. But I'll soon be back. My, woo! My bologna. Spread it on the mustard now. Show me how. Spread it on a little of this bologna. That we don't run out, don't run out. If we do, I'm sure that I'll miss bologna. Never gonna stop, eat it up. Such a tasty snack, I always eat too much and throw up. But I'll soon be back for my, woo! My bologna. My bologna, hey! Shopping aisles, filling up my basket with Oscar Mayer. Never gonna stop, eat it up. Such a tasty snack, I always eat too much and throw up. But I'll soon be back for
my bologna.
Well, good evening, my friends. Welcome once again to the one and only Bit Slap with me, the one and only KBC. And tonight, lameness aside, we bring you a bunch of satire stuff because, you know, you like it, right? You know, I was unclear on exactly what satire is, but let me read you what it says in Wikipedia. It says, satire is a genre of the visual, literary, and performing arts, usually in the form of fiction, and less frequently nonfiction, which vices, follies, abuses, and shortcomings are held up to ridicule, often with the intent of shaming or exposing the perceived flaws of individuals, corporations, government,
or society itself into improvement. Improvement, right? Although satire is usually meant to be humorous, its greater purpose is often constructive social criticism, using wit to draw attention to both particular and wider issues in society. All right? So, having cleared that out, let's go back to what we've been listening to. We started out with Loose Bruce Kerr, Moments to Remember. We heard a woman named Shirley Serban, something called Time Worn. You know all these songs that they're satirizing, okay? I'm going to assume that. Killing Me Softly with Kung Fu was Don Livingston. Two from Cletus T. Judd. Motel California and Another Day in Paradise. Get it? Kind of a, that wasn't really a pat. Well, yes, it was. All right. And then we heard Stan Freberg try. Heathen Dan riffing on Tom T. Hall. That was I Like. And Oh, It's a Lovely War was Cortland and Jeffries from 1918. Yeah, they had a war then, too. Mm-hmm. Yaller Rose of Texas, y'all, was Homer and Jethro. Mickey Katz, Rosalie from Texas. We heard from Gloria Becker in 1956. 16 pounds. Yeah, 1956. Short People was Chevy Chase. Not a short person. And then Weird Al. 40 years ago this came out. My Bologna. That was his first album. 40 years. Think about that. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, I tip my hat to you, Al. I met him in the very beginning, and didn't meet him this time around, but I got to see him here in Orno. So anyway, got more stuff for you. As a matter of fact, if you're curious, I do have one for Cinco de Mayo, which is today.
Mayo. Classic and silky, an elegant offering, phenomenal and creamy, velvet multi-use, convenient and perky, easy to squeeze, seriously rich, a subtle taste of this. Exclusively from Hens. Delicious, creamy taste. And touch of such. Real and suitable. Wake up ever. Safe to consume. Concentrated and pure. MSG and salt. Phenomenal and creamy. Velvet multi-use. Natural antioxidants, a legendary spreader. Taste the tangy flavor, featuring eggs exclusively from Hens. A subtle touch of zest, add a touch of sunshine. Accentuate the taste, wake up everything. Refrigerate after open. Natural antioxidants. Classic, silky, and elegant leather. Classic, silky. A legendary spreader. Delicious, creamy taste. Real and suitable. Taste of tangy flavor. Featuring eggs exclusively from MSG. Salt, phenomenal and creamy, velvet multi-use. Conveniently perky, easy to squeeze, seriously rich, a subtle touch of zest, natural antioxidants.
carefully crafted. Add a touch of sunshine.
The tangy flavor.
Accentuate the taste
at a
wake up of everything.
Refrigerate the taste. Wake up everything. Refrigerate after.
Fry cook named Charlie had the best cafe in town, where parents, kids, and grandma too could come in and sit down. The sudden rise in pistol packing burned old Charlie's hide, so he posted a sign above the door: leave your guns outside, boys, leave them in your car, kids, leave your guns outside. The city's top attorney came to see him the next day at the request of a local member of the NRA. He told old Charlie open carry was legal and bona fide, but Charlie said, I must insist. Leave your guns outside, boys, or go eat somewhere else, kids. Leave your guns outside. The next day, twice as many yahoos came inside with guns, and Charlie talked him into leaving, all except just one, who yelled about attacks on the Second Amendment he could not abide. But you terrorists won't win in my place, said Charlie. Take your guns outside, hoss, or don't come in here again, jerk. Leave your guns outside. The Yahoo laughed at Charlie, for he saw that flying kick, and Charlie knocked that fella out with just one easy lick. I was in the special forces and I've seen what guns can do, and I ain't about to take no guff from a toy soldier like you, son. This cafe is my home, kid. Leave your guns outside.
Here we got it again.
That's my gun, say it loud. That's my gun, geez, I'm proud. Military-style gun, that's the one I shoot for fun. That's my gun, yell it out. That's my gun, don't you doubt. If I'm threatened or distressed, then its trigger will get pressed. That's my gun that just murdered that family, same as mine. That's my gun that killed that little kid. That's my gun they featured in a news report. So proud to see the carnage that it did. That's my gun, say it loud. That's my gun, geez, I'm proud. Real military gun, but I shoot it just for fun. That's my gun, yell it out. That's my gun, don't you doubt. When offended or just stressed, then that trigger's getting pressed. That's my gun that cleared that crowded nightclub. That's the gun that's on my jacket pin. When folks see me strutting with that rifle, they recognize the fragile state I'm in. That's my gun, say it loud. Massive holes make me proud. Military style rifle, 'cause I'm not the sort to trifle. That's my gun. Liberals make jokes, gotta prove that I'm a man, and this triggers how I can. We're so close, can't tell one from another. I'm my gun, and so my gun is me. kind of view it like a second mother. I always sleep beside it blissfully. That's my gun, say it loud. That's my gun, geez, I'm proud. Though it's really made for war, I can shoot Bud Light and more. That's my gun, I proclaim. It can kill, it can maim. If offended in any way, it will have some. Thanks for listening.
Herman Cain is my name, and I served in the GOP till glorious cavalry came and charged with the truth about me. In the year before 2012, I was top dog, I was the top shelf. By November 20th, Newt's the one. It's a time I remember far too well. The time they drove old Herman down, and the polls were stinging. The time they drove poor Herman down, and all the people were singing. They went 9999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999 the pizza before me. I'm made out of dough and about the women who were after me. I hope there ain't no more. As for Libya, with how Obama has done, no, that was the other one. They can take their shots that I don't read, but they should never have taken away my lead. The time they drove old Herman down and the pals were singing, the time they drove poor Herman down and all the people were singing, they went 9999999999999. The time they drove old Herman down and the polls were stinging, the time they drove poor Herman down and all the people were singing, went 9999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999
said he took New York and Cary, California as well.
Trump. find out on Twitter the one thing from this song that I want understood. Our greatness only comes from us being good. Yes, Mr. Trump, I still hope for the best. Thank you, Mr. Trump, for letting me get this off my chest.
Unemployed and beggars you can't avoid. It's pitiful, dear, but we're all right. As much as we love LA, it's certain to crack one day. It's serious, dear, but we're all right. You'll find in the long run it's rich that endures. We're upping our income, so why don't you up yours? Our broker, who's 43, dropped dead in the AMP. But what's that got to do with me or you? Martini time, dear. Yes, we're all right. Cheers.
Go to the movies with my radio on, and I wear the tallest hat I can find. Sit in the middle so I can get up for the men's room 8 or 9 times. Drive to the store with my foot to the floor, and I act as if the road were my own. Then enter via the exit side as I glide to the handicap zone.
I put my mother in a rest home today. She wasn't sick, she just got in my way.
It's all so simple 'cause I'm far below anybody I know. And when it comes to being rude, I can. You say I'm crazy, but I don't care why, because I am an ignorant man. I am an ignorant man. Oh, yes, I am. I don't like cripples, blacks, Hispanics, or Jews, and I'm proud to say I'm never wrong. I hate confession, so lie to the priest, then at least I won't pray for so long. Provide my wife with a miserable life, if she complains I just give her a whack. In a receiving line, French kiss the bride as I slide my hand down past her ass.
I've no intention of repaying a loan. The one opinion I respect is my own.
It's all so simple 'cause I'm far below anybody I know. And when it comes to being rude, I care. You say I'm crazy, but I don't care why, because I am an ignorant man. I am an ignorant man. Oh, yes, I am.
this world. His face was round and reddish, and his hair was slightly curled. He didn't look too different from the others I had seen. Who'd have thought he was the answer to the nation's dream? At first he didn't seem to be intelligent at all. Each time he'd start to walk about, he'd stumble and he'd fall. My first impression was to be a most mistaken thought. Lord Almighty, what's this little hairy monkey wrought? Because I witnessed his departure from his mother's womb, I felt inclined to check his progress every afternoon. One day the keeper of the zoo called in the live TV. Brinkley said, I think you'll be amazed at what you see. The monkey walked and talked and waved his arms about his head. In the corner was the stack of books that he had read. An educated monkey set the papers across the land. It was more than weary sociologists could stand. Oh, his fame was universal. He was on the Carson show. People talked about him kindly everywhere he'd go. His insight was amazing. His philosophy was fair. He became a politician, welcome everywhere. His wit was not to be compared with any mind intact. He'd lace a phrase with irony and blend it all with fact. Conservatives applauded and the liberals were entranced. The bigots and the integrationists were in his camp. Nobody dared to meet him in an open press debate. He was nominated by the folks from every state. Yes, a monkey was the president, though maybe not the first. And there was peace and harmony throughout the universe. The dream I had last night has been related as it came. As for interpretation, well, it's really very plain. Would you rather have a monkey up in Washington, D.C.? Or have those people making monkeys out of you and me?
Were together again.
That barn tonight. Oh, down beside the lantern light. Oh, you gonna finish all your chores, black bonnet girls. You make the Amish world go round.
Yeah, I was just an Amish boy, full of purity and joy. Damn well that I was holier than thee. Left alone with cousin Greta, what a naughty babysitter. Heathen woman, you made a Mennonite out of me.
Yeah, yeah. I know girls who never curse, chicks who know their Bible verse. Every one of them wore a dress down to the floor. Though their chastity and charm made them quite pleasant on the farm, there ain't nothing like a good old Amish whore.
Oh, you gonna paint that barn tonight. Oh, down beside the lantern light. Oh, you're gonna finish all your chores, black bonnet girls. You make the Amish world go round.
Yeah.
Black bonnet girls, you make the Amish world go round.
Hey, Carl.
Yeah, Graber.
What's the difference between Greta and my buggy?
I don't know, Graber. What is the difference?
Well, not everybody's been in my buggy.
Yeah, listen now. I've been on my knees all day. All I do is sit and pray. Thought I saw the Lord, but I can't really tell. But I knew from the beginning, with this lust and all this sinning, black-bodied girls and me will surely burn in hell. Yeah, dig this.
Oh, you gonna paint that barn tonight. Oh, down beside the lantern light. Oh, you gonna finish all your chores, black bonnet girls. You make the Amish world go round.
Yeah.
Black bonnet girls, you make the Amish world go round.
Get on your buggies and ride.
Black bonnet girls.
Man, that Greta's built like a brick outhouse.
Black bonnet girls.
As long as I've got a pew, she's got a place to sit.
Black bonnet girls.
Yeah, she could churn my butter anytime.
Black bonnet girls.
Hey, Greta, show us your ankles.
As I walk through the valley where I harvest my grain, I take a look at my wife and realize she's very plain. But that's just perfect for an Amish like me. You know I shun fancy things like electricity. At 4:30 in the morning, I'm milking cows. Jebediah feeds the chickens and Jacob plows. Fool, and I've been milking and plowing so long that even Ezekiel thinks that my mind is gone. I'm a man of the land, I'm into discipline. Got a Bible in my hand and a beard on my chin. But if I finish all of my chores and you finish thine, then tonight we're gonna party like it's 1699. We've been spending most our lives living in an Amish paradise. In the butt last week, I just smiled at him and I turned the other cheek. I really don't care, in fact I wish him well. Cause I'll be laughing my head off when he's burning in hell. But I ain't never punched a tourist even if he deserved it. An Amish with a tool, you know that's unheard of. I never wear buttons, but I got a cool hat. And my homies agree I really look good in black, fool. If you come to visit, you'll be bored to tears. We haven't even paid the phone bill in 300 years. But we ain't really quaint, so please don't point and stare. We're just technologically impaired.
There's no phone, no lights, no motor car, not a single luxury. Like Robinson Crusoe, it's as primitive as can be. We've been spending most of our lives living in an Amish paradise. We're just plain and simple guys living in an Amish paradise. There's no time for sin and vice living in an Amish paradise. We don't fight, we all play nice living in an Amish paradise.
Hitching up the buggy, churning lots of butter. Raise the barn on Monday, soon I'll raise another. Think you're really righteous? Think you're pure in heart? Well, I know I'm a million times as humble as thou art. I'm the pious guy the little omelets wanna be like, on my knees day and night, scoring points for the afterlife. So don't be vain and don't be whiny, or else my brother, I might have to get medieval on your hiney.
We've been spending most of our lives.
Be like Jesus, be like Jesus, be like Jesus, Jesus the Lord. Jesus hated queers and gays, be like Jesus. Jesus was okay with slaves, be like Jesus. Jesus loved his Sunday ham, be like Jesus. Said that science was a sham, be like Jesus. Be like Jesus, be like Jesus, be like Jesus, Jesus the Lord.
You got to center your mind on Jesus.
Jesus said God loves the rich, be like Jesus. Being poor is such a bitch, be like Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Giant churches make him glad, be like Jesus. But welfare only makes him sad, be like Jesus. Be like Jesus, be like Jesus, be like Jesus, Jesus the Lord. Jesus always loved to fight, be like Jesus. Guns are a God-given right, be like Jesus. Jesus loved the NRA, be like Jesus. Be good Christians, join today, be like Jesus. Be like Jesus, be like Jesus. Be like Jesus, Jesus the Lord. Jesus said that sex is wrong, be like Jesus. Celibacy makes you strong, be like Jesus. He was white as he could be like Jesus. Hated Jews and set us free, be like Jesus. Be like Jesus, be like Jesus. Be like Jesus, Jesus the Lord.
Oh, the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Jesus loved the unborn well, be like Jesus. Abortion leads you straight to hell, be like Jesus. Jesus wasn't woke or mild, be like Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Spare the rod and spoil the child, be like Jesus. Be like Jesus, Be like Jesus. Be like Jesus. Jesus the Lord.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Jesus gave us peace and love. Be like Jesus. Blessings from dear God above. Be like Jesus. All good things we shall receive. Be like Jesus. Kill the ones who don't believe. Be like Jesus. Be like Jesus. Be like Jesus. Be like Jesus. Jesus the Lord. Be like Jesus. Be like Jesus. Be like Jesus. Jesus the Lord.
You got the sewer, you man, old Jesus.
Okie doke. We have finished it off, and probably won't be back this way for another year, so play this over and over again if you like it. One thing I had a hard time finding was stuff that was not right-wing nasty in purpose. I think there's a big difference between the right-wing and the left-wing in satire. We had a couple of right-wing things here before, but mostly the left-wing stuff is a little easier to take. It's not in your face as much, unless your face is, you know, big and distorted. Anyway, all right. List. Shameful Choir up top with Mayonnaise. Based on ads for mayonnaise. I don't know. That sounded pretty good to me. Leave Your Guns Outside was a guy named Jim Terr. And, of course, I think they didn't include in that song where the townspeople came in and burned his place to the ground. But that's not official. You didn't hear it from me. That's My Gun was a guy named Mangy Fetlocks. I love that name. I'm going to use it, I think. And that's a guy named Bruce Nelson. Okay, so that's good stuff. I'm going to ask him about that name. Let's see, The Time They Drove Old Herman Down, Loose Bruce Kerr. Now, here's the thing you didn't know about Herman Cain, Mr. 999, who almost could have become president, all right? There is another NRA in this country. There's probably a bunch of them, but the one I'm thinking about is the National Restaurant Association. And when Herman Cain, before all this nonsense happened, while he was the godfather, shall we say, he was in charge of the NRA, and one of the first things he did was to cap, seemingly permanently, tipped servers' salaries at $2.13 an hour. I'm not sure how that's gone, but I remember hearing that back when he was running. So if anybody can update me, I'd appreciate it. But anyway, that was that. Let's see, where was it? That time they drove old Herman down. Anyway, he's dead now, so... Anyway, Trump won, and you know it, was Natasha Owens, and bad news, folks, that's not satire. These people mean it, you know. Anyway, all right, let's see. Thank You, Mr. Trump was the new Collectivity, Dorothy Loudon, we're all right, okay. Ignorant Man, riffing on Billy Joel, that was Bob Rivers, of course, and his Twisted Tunes, the monkey that became president, the real Tom T. Hall here, and then the Mark III, Valerie, that's spooky, right? Okay. Black Bonnet Girls was Electric Amish, Weird Al, Amish Paradise, and Russell Alexander. Be Like Jesus, okay? Probably the most satiric of them all for tonight. But I got a couple more for you, and you'll like them, okay? And good night, Gordon Lightfoot, wherever you are. Thank you guys for being there. I'll see you later.
Like a run, they flow in the rhythm flow. He recited to the finish.
chacaroon, in the reader's eye, in the rhythm blow, in the gimme gimme, in the screw, chacaroon, chacaroon, take it ready, chacaroon, chacaroon, take it ready.
The belts and lock them fast, we're heading on a road trip. Well, perhaps that is a stretch, just down the shops we nip. For I forgot me sweetheart's almond milk, and for her I travel far. But truth be told, I have the goal of driving in my car.
Ho, ye horror, I'm taking me Cara. Pride of the fleet and all, she meets the flagship Petara. Ho, ye horror, I'm taking me Cara. Heads turn on the street as I toot to the beat, the flagship Petara.
This cabin's well appointed, so it's really much less trouble. It's not like I can walk around in an air-conditioned bubble. All aboard my crew of kids, for the almond milk it beckons. Buckle up, you know my rule, it's safety first and second.
Ho, ye horror, I'm taking me Cara. Pride of the fleet and all, she meets the flagship Petara. Ho, ye horror, I'm taking me Cara. Heads turn on the street as I toot to the beat, the flagship Petara.
Casting out on the open road as far as the ends of the block. For our freedom knows no bounds until we reach the shop. Adventure in my heart as I squint at the horizon. A seasoned captain knows when to deploy the old sun visor.
Ho, ye horror, I'm taking me Cara. Pride of the fleet and all, she meets the flagship Petara. Ho, ye horror, I'm taking me Cara. Heads turn on the street as I toot to the beat, the flagship Petara.
And here we are, let's find a space, we're at our destination. Soon I'll treat you right, my girl, with a meal at the petrol station. There's no small quest for the big of heart and our courageous silk. Just remember bright blue label almonds splashing into milk.
Hey! Oh, ye horror, I'm taking me Cara. Pride of the fleet and all, she meets the flagship Petara. Oh, ye horror, I'm taking me Cara. Heads turn on the streets as I toot to the beat, the flagship Petara. Oh, ye horror, I'm taking me Cara. Pride of the fleet and all, she meets the flagship Petara. Oh, ye horror, I'm taking me Cara. Heads turn on the street as I toot to the beat, the flagship Petara.
sailed away from Huntington Bay, and the waters were calm as could be. On our new cabin cruiser, the first time we used it, 'twas just the family and me. My husband stood proud in his new captain's hat, using words like ahoy there and crap like that. So we took the kid and Cleo, our cat, and we set off to conquer the sea. And everyone loved it but Cleo. And it's yo-ho over the sea, the salt and the spray and the cool ocean breeze. Pass me a bottle of Perrier, please. This is the life for me. The tranquility 3 miles out to sea suddenly came to an end. Oh, when the kids started saying, no way am I staying, I'd rather be playing Nintendo. And the captain cried, ho there, you little snot, I'd paid 50 grand for this family yacht. You're going to enjoy yourself, like it or not, so you'd better learn how to pretend. We all caught the man's innuendo. And it's yo-ho over the sea, the salt and the spray and the cool ocean breeze. Pass me a bottle of Dramamine, please. This is the life for me. My husband, the captain, was checking the charts while the cruiser was burning up fuel. And the kid threw the cat in, trolling for sharks. He called it a project for school. I reached down to pull the cat in by the tail. When I smelled what I held, my complexion went pale. And so I lost my lunch over the rail. And the kid thought the whole thing was cool. Mama was not feeling too well. But it's yo-ho over the sea, the salt and the spray and the cool ocean breeze. Pass me a bottle of Valium, please. Is this the life for me? Well, we ran out of fuel by mid-afternoon, and the clouds were moving in faster. And the captain did say, there's no more Perrier, which made it a total disaster. With hardly a warning, it started to pour, and we drifted till we reached New Jersey shore. Never thought I'd be glad to see Jersey before. We started drifting in faster. Tried to steer the ship, but we crashed her. No more yo-ho over the sea, the salt and the spray and the cool ocean breeze. Pass me a bottle of cyanide, please. This is no life for me. I'm back in my condo. Cruiser's a wreck. My husband is spending the insurance check on something for dry land, or I'll break his neck. 'Cause this is the life for me. For me, for me, yo-ho.